2 a.m., New York. Up in their little curtained-off mezzanine bedroom, Hazel, sleeping, rolls over in bed. Next to her, Foxglove sits up, pressed against the wall, also fast asleep. Foxglove is dreaming of an old lover. Hazel is dreaming of dead babies. Hovering above each of the women is a ghost cuckoo, a semi-transparent bird.
Leave me alone, Judy. By the goddess, just leave me.
And just like that, the birds vanish. Whatever called them into existence in this place has itself ceased to exist. And with them, vanish the nightmares.
No!
Leave me alone! Hazel, is that you?
I think I had a bad dream. Some kind of nightmare. Shit.
Yeah. I think I was having a dream, too. A really bad one. There was this somebody I used to know. It was like it was really happening.
God, my heart's still thumping. Feels like it's gonna burst out of my chest. I can't believe that it was only a dream. It was horrible.
What was it about?
I don't remember.
I feel sick. I'm gonna get a drink of water.
No! Look, please don't go. Hold me, please. Fox, you're shaking.
We're both shaking.
I'm scared. Isn't that dumb? I don't dare go back to sleep.
I'm scared too, Hazel. But it's okay. The bad dreams are all over. Look! There! Nothing's going to hurt us now. Everything's all right.
The Sandman, Act 2, Episode 14, A Game of You, Bad Moon Rising.
Foxglove, a ratty old bathrobe wrapped around her, descends the ladder from the sleeping level to the living room of their apartment. Hazel occupies an armchair.
You know the really scary thing about bad dreams?
The fact you think it's really happening?
Uh-uh, not that. It's like something's happening in your head and you can't control it. I mean, it's like there's these bad worlds inside you. But it's just you. It's like you're betraying yourself.
Shit!
Hello? Foxglove? Hazel? Hello?
I'll get it.
Is anybody there?
Hello? It's me, Thessaly. I think your doorbell stopped working.
Thessaly's wearing a bathrobe over her buttoned-up Victorian nightdress and pink, fluffy bunny slippers on her feet. She looks intently at Foxglove through her big glasses.
I came down to see if you two were okay.
Sure. We're fine. Why shouldn't we be fine?
Mm-hmm. Thanks for, stopping by.
No bad dreams?
Foxglove and Hazel exchange a worried glance.
Yes. Bad dreams. I thought so. Look, I'm going down to check that Wanda and Barbie are okay. Maybe one of you ought to come with me.
Okay.
We'll both go. I don't want to be... to leave Fox on her own.
Thessaly, what's going on here?
Just stuff.
Stuff?
Mm-hmm. Wanda? Hello?
Hi.
Wanda's wearing a pair of panties and a light t-shirt. It's clear she has been crying. There's mascara all over her face.
Jesus Christ, guys. Do you know what time it is?
It's a little after two.
It was a rhetorical...
Wanda?
Oh, Jesus, I had such a horrible dream.
Her too.
Whatever it was, it's over now, Wanda. Listen, Barbie's the one I'm really worried about.
Barbie's in trouble? Barbie! Barbie! Honey! Are you alright? It's me! Barbie? Barbie once gave me a spare set of her keys. She was worried she'd lose hers. I mean, I could let us in. if you really think there's something wrong.
There's definitely something wrong. You'd better open the door.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's do that.
I can hear the TV. She must be in there.
Maybe she's just asleep.
Barbie? Hello? Barbie?
The room is dark, lit by the flickering television. Wanda and Thessaly enter, with Hazel and Foxglove behind.
It's us. Nothing to be scared of.
She can't hear you, Wanda. Foxglove, you're nearest the light switch. Turn it on, please.
Her long white T-shirt, like a shift, her hair spread out over the pillow, Barbie lies asleep on her bed, like the Sleeping Beauty. In her hands is the porpentine, the silver and quartz piece of jewelry on its chain. It glows, bathing the sleeping girl with a soft pink light.
Just look at her! What is this pendant thing?
Whatever it is, don't any of you touch it, or take it away from her. Right now, I'd suspect it's all that's keeping her alive. Wanda, can you carry her upstairs, and carefully?
Well, I...
You can put her down in George's room. The door's open. You can go straight in. I'll see you all up there. There's stuff I need to get from my room first.
Is she for real?
Thessaly? I suppose so. I always thought she was really dull. You know, like a bimbo, but with brains instead of looks. Probably studying modern architecture or something.
Art history.
What?
We were talking at the laundromat a few weeks back. She said she's studying art history.
What about Barbie?
Maybe we should call a doctor.
Wanda, we were having bad dreams too. Thessaly seemed to know something about it, and she knew something weird was happening with Barbie.
George's room, huh? I think he's a creep. He stares at me.
Come on, Sleeping Beauty. Up you come, Missy. Got her.
This is turning into a really weird evening. You know that?
Whatever. It doesn't need a running commentary.
Okay, we're here.
Well, the door's open. Hey, George! Wherever you are, it's only us!
George's apartment is sparsely furnished. A door leads to the bathroom. There's a down-at-heel sofa. And on the wall, a blown-up photo of a carefree Barbie walking down the street, lost in her own world.
Gee, I said he was creepy, didn't I? Didn't I say he was creepy? Look at this. It's a photo of Barbie. I mean, it's Barbie. That's creepy.
Good, you made it.
Thessaly is carrying a silver bowl, which contains what appear to be tools and a handful of nails.
You'd better lie her down on the couch, I suppose.
There you go, Barb.
Thessaly, what's going on here? This is all so weird. I think you really owe us some kind of explanation.
You do.
Me too.
And where's our host? Where's George?
He's in the bathtub.
George is taking a bath? Jesus H. Christ on a bicycle, Thessaly.
He isn't taking a bath. He's in the bathtub. It seemed the best place to put him. I killed him. He's dead.
You're joking, right? You haven't really killed anyone.
I'm not very good at making jokes, Hazel. Go and look. He's in the bathroom.
Oh my God!
Move over. I can't see.
Oh, gross.
George, the insignificant little guy with thick glasses, lies dead in the bath, a knife plunged into his chest. Thessaly enters, holding the silver bowl and its contents.
I really don't know what's happening here, Thessaly, but I'm going to call the police and a doctor for Barbie.
No way. I'm sorry, guys. You aren't going to call anyone. You mustn't.
No. Fox is... She's right, Thess. I mean, sure. George was a creep. But you can't... you can't just go around killing people. I don't like the cops either, but we have to call them.
I'm really sorry. I don't think I'm explaining things very well. Let me try this again. You aren't going anywhere. You aren't calling anyone. None of you can leave this room unless I want you to. You can try it if you like. As for the rest of what's going on here, well, I don't understand it all yet either. George has a lot of explaining to do.
You kill first, then ask questions after? Yeah, real bright sugar. Now, read my lips. I'm leaving. Don't try to stop me.
Go ahead.
Right. I can't.
Sorry about that, Wanda. But I honestly don't mean you any harm. I may even need your help. Hazel, I need to kneel where you are. Put this bowl down.
You're a murderer. You killed him.
Sure. I told you that already.
What have you got in the bowl?
A hammer, a box cutter knife, and some 3-inch nails.
Are you going to kill us too?
Of course not. Why would I want to do that?
So, Thessaly, I mean, do you want to tell us what's going on?
I don't know. Not really. George was sending birds around the house. But not real birds, more like projections of some kind. Malevolent little things. They were giving you the bad dreams.
And the box cutter will help. How?
Barbie is tied into all this somehow. I'm not sure how, but I'll find out. You see, I have really bad feelings about all this.
You have really bad feelings?
So, how are you going to find out?
I'm going to ask George.
You really weren't joking then?
Like I said, I don't make jokes. I just never got the knack. There's stuff I have to do now. You can't leave the apartment, but you can make yourselves comfortable in the living room. You may not want to see this.
Yeah.
Good call.
Okay.
Now then, George.
With one hand, Thessaly holds George's hair, pulling his head up. With the other hand, she removes his glasses. His face is white and dead. The eyes are half open. It has been many years, but her hands remember. They touch the skin and know the flesh beneath the skin, remember other faces. The ears are important, that it can hear.
What's she doing in there?
I'm not sure.
She makes the initial incision behind the left ear. A push, and the blade pierces the skin. A further push, and she's slicing through the meat.
You're not sure? You mean you know?
I don't think I want to know.
She slides it at an angle. The blade touches bone, and she lifts as she cuts. Less blood flows than she had feared. Already it is pooling in the torso and legs.
Why can't we leave the room?
Hypnotism, maybe?
Uh-uh. Witchcraft.
She slices across the hairline, careful not to rip, to tear, cutting with one hand as she pulls gently with the other, aided by her blade. The flesh seems all too eager to part from the bone.
Steady.
Perhaps she takes pride in her competence. Perhaps not.
Nearly.
She pockets the eyes last, almost as an afterthought.
Magic? You mean like New Age stuff?
New Age? No.
Jeez.
What the? Oh my God.
Thessaly stands in the doorway to the bathroom, blood on her arms and dressing gown. She holds George's face out in front of her. It's a sagging mask of flesh and muscle. The eye holes are empty, the nose misshapen, the lips hanging open. She bends to pick up the hammer and 3 nails.
Quite the opposite, really.
Thessaly holds the face up against the wall and, with the hammer, hangs it up by hammering the nails into its forehead. A little blood runs down the wall.
Oh, God. I think I'm going to be sick.
Ears to hear. Now eyes to see. Left eye. Right eye.
If you feel like you're going to vomit, you should pinch your upper lip really hard.
Give me a break.
And last of all, a tongue to speak with.
In the bathroom, George's skinned face stares up from the corpse, an eyeless mess of muscle and bone.
Come here, George. Open wide.
Thessaly leans forward, as if to kiss it. But she pushes open the jaws with her mouth. Using her teeth, she pulls out George's tongue by the roots.
Holy shit.
How did you... Never mind.
We put the tongue in the mouth, so.
George's face hangs on the wall, its eyes with nails through their pupils. With her fingers, Thessaly places the tongue so that it lolls from the gaping mouth. Blood trickles down the wall underneath.
There. Okay, George. I want a word with you, young man.
The face stares out grotesquely.
George, time to come back.
A flicker of something illuminates the nailed-in eyes. The face is still lifeless and drooping, but now the toothless mouth is moving and the tongue within is writhing, alive, as if, given the chance, it would crawl out of the mouth, away down the wall, and off to safety.
Who calls me? Who dares call me back from the high shore of the Silent River?
Oh, my God.
If you're going to puke, for Christ's sakes, use the bathroom.
Are you kidding? With that thing in the bath?
Shh! I dare. Here do I charge you and command you in all things to speak the truth, holding back nothing. Else I shall summon the hounds of hell to whip your shade through the world until the moon falls to earth and the sun grows cold. I pray you, tell me now, and tell me truly, who were you, and why did you attempt to harm me, and the others here in this place this night?
I am, I was, Wasegorg, a servant of the cuckoo. The cuckoo sent me here. It came to me night after night in my dreams. It showed me the woman, Princess Barbara. She was promised to me. The cuckoo promised me many things. Many wonderful things it sent me, my brothers and sisters.
The birds?
Yes. For the first time, I was not alone. They lived inside me. Even in the dark, they whispered. Comforted me, loved me.
So what were you trying to do here tonight?
The cuckoo was to consume each of you. It needed someone else to
destroy the bauble. The woman's bauble, the cuckoo must reign forever.
Come on, Wonder Woman. Wake up. Wake the fug up.
What is the cuckoo?
I do not know. It is the cuckoo.
Where could I find the cuckoo?
In its realm. In the dream.
Wake up. Pinch yourself. Ow!
Barbie's dream.
Yes.
I see. That's all for now.
Do you? Then dismiss me.
I do not. Not yet.
Let me die. Please. Just let me die.
Silence from you now, until I bid you speak again.
You okay, Wanda?
Nope.
Well, this is a pretty pickle. I must say.
You know, of all the things I don't believe about this evening, I don't believe you said that the most. A pretty pickle? What the hell is that supposed to mean? You're like cutting off faces and killing people and...
What's been happening tonight? It's witchcraft, isn't it?
Yes.
I did some witchy stuff for a bit. I mean, not like that. Nothing ever actually happened. And, like, nothing with dead bodies or stuff like that.
Huh?
That was before I met you, Hayes.
I don't understand this. I don't understand tonight.
No? Okay. A couple of hours ago, George's boss, the cuckoo, attempted to assume control of our dreams. It was going to use us as its hands.
Why?
To destroy that piece of jewelry. I assume it planned to hurt Barbie.
Why? I mean, if it needed this shit done, why couldn't George have done it?
I don't know. I don't think he could.
So what exactly is that thing?
I'm not totally sure. I haven't seen anything like it for a very long time. If it's like the one I remember, it's some kind of dreamstone.
Listen, I'm not sure I'm really following all this, but this thing, this cuckoo, it's trying to hurt Barbie?
Yes.
Then we've got to do something to try and stop it. We have to help Barbie.
Help her? Well, yes, that as well. More importantly, this cuckoo tried to harm me. I really don't take things like that lightly. It's not going to be easy. You really want to help?
Yes.
Sure.
Okay.
Right. I'll need some menstrual blood. Foxglove.
Huh? Why me?
Because you're menstruating. I can feel it. No one else here is. Hazel's pregnant, Wanda doesn't, and I haven't menstruated for a long time. Wanda, hand me that silver bowl.
What? Hang on. Hazel's not pregnant.
We can talk about this later.
Hazel?
Please, Fox, not now.
Here's the bowl.
It's not a very heavy flow. There won't be very much.
A few drops of Moon's blood will be fine. You see, there are two ways to go into another's dreams. We can go in through the Dream King, or we can go by the Moon's Road. But the Dream King has little time for women, and even less for my kind. While the Moon is ever ours, it's time to draw down the Moon.
Okay, that was easier than I thought.
Switch off the light, please, Hazel.
With the lights off, the Moon, which is full, shines brightly into George's living room.
Open the window, please, Wanda.
The night breeze blows the rather grubby, flimsy curtains as Thessaly sits cross-legged on the floor, the bowl in front of her.
We did this, or something like this. We had water and salt, not blood, and white candles.
Behind them, a sleeping beauty on the sofa. Barbie holds the softly glowing porpentine in her hands.
We invoked the goddess in her aspect as the moon. We called down her power.
Did she answer you?
Well, it felt good at the time. Empowering.
You two. Foxglove, you go opposite me. Hazel, on my side. Wanda, you need to stay with Barbie.
But
Wanda, she's in danger.
Yeah, but... Oh, whatever.
Gorgo, Mormo, Areskigal, three-face woman. I fetch you, tie you, bind you. There are none left to save you in this old world. None to beat cymbals and distract you with sharp cries. We have walked together in the past, you and I. I have bound you as a hare. I have bound you in your house in the heavens. I call you down to me.
Thessaly reaches into the bowl with her finger, touching it to the blood. She lifts it, and a drop beads down from the finger, pregnant. Under its own weight.
We are old friends, you and I. She who dies and lives and never dies. Be here for me.
The moonlight in the room, reflected off the silver bowl, swells into a blinding whiteness all around them. It forms faces made of light, one on each side, one in the middle. They are female, but formed of pure moonlight, too bright to see properly. They speak.
You should be dead, Thessalia. What would you with us, daughter? We have not been drawn down for thousands of revolutions.
Do you know what you are doing? Do you know what you have done?
I know exactly what I've done and why I called you. I want you to do something for me.
You need something from me. What have you given me? What have you done for me?
Why should I do anything for you?
You will do exactly as I request. Just as I pulled you down from the heavens, you are mine to dispose of, mine to command.
Perhaps. Where others ask timorously, Thessalian, your kind commanded, directed, ordered. It galls us.
But the others are dust now. Less than dust. And one day you, in your turn, will join them. And then our compact will be over. And you will be ours, as they are.
Maybe. Maybe not. We'll see. Now, let's talk about what I need from you. One that has hurt me hides in that child's dream. She lies with a dream stone on her breast. These women are her friends. Send us to her.
The realm of dreams is not our realm. Why should we meddle in the affairs of the Dream King, child?
Because you can. Because I order you to.
You have disrupted the order of things enough this night, Thessalian.
One day, there will be a reckoning.
So you have said before. You and others like you. Well?
We will accede to your plea.
We have little alternative.
But we can wait. Our night will come.
Outside on the street, it's 3 a.m. All is quiet. A lone pedestrian walks home, passing Maisie Hill, the homeless woman who hustles for money on the subway.
Hey! Hey, you!
You talking to me, lady?
Look at the moon! She looks strange tonight!
Yeah? Well, listen, this is New York. Between the stuff in the air and the street lights, you're lucky to be able to see the moon at all.
No, look. It's gone. It was there. You don't understand. Moon's gone pale as pain. Look at her.
So, it's an eclipse or something. Happens all the time.
No, this was sudden. Eclipses are slow. This, something bad. And there's a wind rising.
Yeah, that's for sure. It'll soon be raining cats and dogs. Well, you take care now.
I don't like dogs.
Can't see a damn thing. It's so bright in here.
Wanda has moved back from the circle. She is standing by the sofa as if to shield the sleeping Barbie from the glaring whiteness in George's living room. Thessaly, Hazel, and Foxglove are still sitting around the silver bowl.
Wanda, you keep Barbie safe now. We'll be back before sunrise, one way or the other. And...
What? Look, Barbie's my friend. I want to help her, but where are you going?
Guard Barbie. Don't let anything happen to her.
On my own? What is this? You're a friggin' lunatic, Thessaly. You know that? What's going on here? Fox! Hazel! They've gone.
The living room is empty. Save for Wanda, standing over Barbie, still asleep on the sofa. The silver bowl is in the middle of the floor, a white vapor rising from it. There is no sign of Thessaly, Hazel, or Foxglove.
I tell them what I see, lady. Nobody here listens to me. First you're there, then you're gone. Now you're there again. You laughing at me, lady? Moon goes away, won't come back. That ain't natural. Nobody looks up at the sky anymore.
Nobody looks up no more.
Well, it's just you and me, Barbie Bubula. You know something weird? Well, all right, don't talk. I don't mind. I can't handle any of this. But I don't care. I figure, what the hell? It's like we fell down the rabbit hole, woke up in... I don't know, Stephen King's basement. You know what's really spooky? Hazel and Foxglove. I mean, they just fell into it. Like it was all natural as anything.
I, on the other hand, squeal and toss my cookies. Cheer up, the cavalry are on their way into your dreams to help you fight a scary number called the Cuckoo, who wants you dead. Unless this is all some paranoid witchy fantasy of Thessaly's, which is as possible as anything else. Whew, the scariest little Miss Goody Two-Shoes I ever met. I kept expecting her to turn into Margaret Hamilton. Bizarre, huh? But, Jesus, we are the good guys. You and me and Foxglove and Hazel and Thessaly, maybe. I ought to get Fox to write one of her stories about us. The Bimbos of Night. Night of the Bimbos.
Bimbos of the Night. What music they make.
Only joking. Right. I'm guarding you. I hope you appreciate that. It's just you and me, Delink. You, me, and the skin corpse of Mama's boy in the bathtub. I'm not going back in there. I'm warning you. It's going to be a long night, staring at this hellish face nailed to the wall.
Excuse me, Miss Wanda. Can we talk?